Good early afternoon. This is Dan in Little Saigon on February the 21st, 2019. And I was in a reasonably good mood yesterday, not so crappy mood this morning. And then I got done with my WebEx interview with Kashi. Now, the good news is that I wasn't facing a firing squad. I thought it was going to be one of those interviews based upon the list of email addresses. It seemed like it might be. But it turned out it wasn't a firing squad. It was just Kashi. That's the good news. And I say Kashi because Ashish said Kashi. And so I want to be clear that I pronounce these Indian names because, you know, it's okay if they butcher my fucking name. It's not like I was born in Bangalore. But they certainly have a right to be here and treat me like shit. And if that sounds like me being an asshole, well, folks, I've had emails in the last couple weeks where people say, look on the bright side of things, Dan. Look up. Things aren't that bad. But in reality, this interview reminds me of every fucking thing I hate about working as a software engineer in Seattle. Now, you in Cyberworld don't know this because I pushed the pause button on my Tascam recorder, but I just got a call from Ashish, and he just wanted to know how I thought things went. And I was honest, which you know, given the mafia of this fucking scheme, my honesty to the person recruiting me could work against me. I don't really know. What I can tell you is Kashi kept interrupting me. He was very rude. He asked questions, and then he really didn't want an answer. He was a good sharpshooter, which, you know, as far as interviewing goes, sharpshooting people is way less interesting than trying to understand how people think. But the general impression was, yeah, this is exactly the shit that caused me to leave Seattle in 2014. It's exactly why, a little more than a year ago, it was a choice between drowning myself or fucking coming back here. I can out-program pretty much all of these fucking idiots. Oh, by the way, that's not bold talk. I don't think I'm some supercomputer genius. It just turns out that a lot of these Indian-Chinese programmers are that fucking stupid. And I can do the best I can to be accepting and understanding. I really, really try. But there is a point, and maybe this is my defect, where being treated like a piece of shit, like a slave, gets to you. If you have any dignity left, if you don't spend all day staring at your smart device while it's frying your frontal cortex, there is a point at which it just pisses you off. There is at least a 50-50 chance that they'll want me to go to the second interview. I say this because even though I was kind of like in a bad place, I did mostly keep my shit down in front of Kashi. But Kashi could tell at the end of the phone call, the WebEx, he could tell. He said things like, well, Daniel, I'm not that experienced with blah, 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 blah interviewing. It's like, really, Kashi? I didn't say this, but I should have said, really, Kashi? I fucking couldn't tell. That's what I wanted to say. If you want to know what happened on September the 21st, 2018, with Derek fucking Chan, it was that part of me that I keep beat down because, hey, I'm the evil white man of history. Every fucking crime is my fault. I'm white. I'm straight. I'm fucking almost 50. Every fucking crime is mine. Sure, all the shit I own will fit into a duffel bag, more or less. It's true. I live in a piece of shit apartment in Little Saigon where, you know, on a cold day, the little rectangular heating element, slightly bigger than an iPhone, sort of keeps the place above freezing. I'm certainly living in the lap of luxury and probably compared to some place in India where people drink Monsanto, you know, I am. I'm living the lap of luxury. But yeah, on September the 21st, that part of me that says, don't say it, Dan. Do you have a right to say it? Is it principle to say it? Absolutely. Is the guy in front of you a total fucking piece of shit? Yeah. Just like Kashi, you know? My healthy cereal. But here's the thing. If I had kids, if I had anybody depending upon me at all right now, I probably would be different. I probably would do those things. And maybe it would involve double fisting wild turkey. But I would probably do those fucking things that allow me to be a slave like most of the motherfuckers left writing code who are neither Indian nor Chinese nor H-1B visa. here in Seattle, here in King County. Do I like the idea of working for Microsoft for a bunch of douchebags? No. But the thing is, I kind of hate the idea of being homeless more. And as far as washing dishes and doing construction work goes, I haven't given up on those strategies. I'll probably go down to labor systems tomorrow, early in the morning, just because that's where I'm at right now, vis-a-vis this job. I think it's 50-50, optimistically, they want me for an in-person interview. Not because I'm not qualified, but because Kashi might have gotten the signal that I'm not a good little Indian slave. You fuck. And yeah, if you want to accuse me of racism, I don't really care. I don't care. If you think this is about people being Indian, then you are truly stupid. This isn't about being Indian or Chinese or, God forbid, being a fucking Dane. Even if you were from Denmark, as much as I despise the good white people of Denmark, even if you were from fucking Denmark, it wouldn't be about that. It's about people who are used to being slaves and those of us who still remember in our foggy memories of an ancient past, a United States of America where people had the right to their freedom and their dignity, which is gone. And that's why I can't wait for the Screwballee. Now, there is a chance I'll be homeless during the Screwballee. There's a chance I'll kill myself before the Screwballee begins. But I'm actually kind of looking forward to it because of shit like this. Because I'm going to enjoy seeing all those glib motherfuckers happy in their bullshit, driving their 20-year-old Volvos, shopping at Value Village, being really sad that their home that was supposedly worth $800,000 a few months ago is now not even something they can fucking sell. I'm going to look forward to this. I know that Christ in heaven doesn't want me to say that. I know that the wrathful Senate, the wrathful spirit, is a sinful spirit. I know this. But at this particular moment, given that in an hour I gotta go to the food bank and hope that I don't get handed shit that's gonna give me colon cancer, yeah, at this particular fucking moment, I am looking forward to the Screwballee. I am looking forward to this shit show falling apart. And that is not positive. And that is not being a good Christian. But if you're gonna be treated like a piece of shit slave, then don't be surprised if every once in a while the slave's uppity, that some of us suffer from drapetomania. That's that weird illness that some southern doctor came up with in the 19th century to explain why African Americans didn't want to be in chains. I suffer from drapetomania. I suffer from the disease of not wanting to be treated like a piece of shit. And if it's a choice between live free or die, have my dignity and my liberty, or end up freezing to death in the streets. Well, folks, I don't know. There's some people who listen to me. There's probably some robots who are my followers who pretend to listen in the robot world. So whether you're one of these robot Markov model bullshit artists, whether you're one of these scammers, or whether you're an authentic listener of my podcast, you need to know this. I have not given up. I don't think you should give up. But every once in a while, you suffer a defeat. And this morning, I had somebody who was not born here, who is not American in any fucking sense of the word, an H-1B visa piece of shit, who frankly sounded like a total fucking idiot too, treat me like a piece of shit. So Takashi, Pazalagi, Pulsari, motherfucker, go fuck yourself. I don't care about you. It isn't about you being Indian. You can't blame this shit on being Indian, you shit, Kashi. This is about you being a piece of shit. And that is something totally separate from the color of your skin or your gender or anything else. You are simply a piece of shit, Kashi.